with us. I'll tell you, man, I'm dropping the ball today. Big week. Big busy week. I'm tired. I'm all rough. I'm a castle in the sky. Come and make me a pork pie. Let's go dancing out tonight. There is a drop down. Need the story of it all. I want to spend some time with you. Anyway, that's from 1981. All right, we were cooking, and I just like doused the fire, man. I just doused the fire. Come on, Eddie, I'll keep it right on your face, on your page. It's like, all right, the Eddie Rabbit Foundation doesn't have enough money, apparently, so we have to stay on the site in order to play it. I can't even, this is one of those, like, tracks that you hear all the time, and it's like somehow you can't find it anywhere except for on the internet because the Eddie Rabbit estate thinks he's Elvis or something. Let's try again. He loves a rainy night.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
It's WMFO in Medford.
You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, it makes me high. Ooh, I love a rainy night. You know I do. Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night.
There's Eddie Rabbit. I let him play through. Jeez. I did that at the karaoke a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. Had a good time. And the crowd was very receptive. You could see me performing at the Salad Bowl next week. 8:30 p.m. show. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster and Strawberry Records. Fresh fruit, everybody. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Then try eating some fruit. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. Or it could be a blueberry, but since it's Juneteenth, it's going to be black cherries, I guess. C is for cantaloupe. And these days, many grocery stores have all kinds of fresh fruit. There's letters in the alphabet, like D for donuts, I guess, and E for elderberries and skin of fruits like apples are terrific sources of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Others like bananas just go right through you. They're ready to peel. They're natural packages. You don't even need to wash your hands, you disgusting pig. Just eat some bananas the long way. If you're looking for some sweet, tasty, healthy treats, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit's going to be better than a candy or processed snack. This is a message from WMFO in Medford. Blah, blah, blah. Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. We got that out of the way. How about some new order?
New order
from 1989 here on the Big 80s. Here's Herbie Hancock. This is Rocket. It's won the Video Music Awards Best Video of the Year back in 1980-something. Herbie Hancock with Rocket. Yeah, it's the Big 80s. Hey, we're going on outside. I want to take you out tonight. I'm going to spend some time with you. It's June 14th. I'm looking forward to The Flash. That looks pretty good. I'm a big Flash fan. I don't care about this Ezra Miller controversy. I don't care. If the guy's good, he's good. Saw the Justice League, he was the best part of the Justice League. That's what I thought. He was great. People got to get over themselves. All this political crap lately, too. I don't care. Give me the highlights, man. I don't have time. I got some Bon Jovi to play, you know? Some Grover Washington Jr. Grover Washington Jr. You know, the 80s were so big. With videos. That's why they call it the Big 80s, I guess. Duh. Anyway, that Rocket was such a great video. This was a great video, too. It's a really early one from 1981. Before Sheena Easton started hanging out with Prince and acting like a whore, this one is 9 to 5, in parentheses, Morning Train, because Dolly Parton had a bigger hit with her 9 to 5. But we're going to play this 9 to 5 because it's fun and it's sweet and it's kind and the baby takes the morning train. It's like, see you later, baby. It's 9 to 5 and an hour or two for lunch. See you at home at, like, I don't know, 5:10. You know? Or if it's the Boston MBTA, like 7:25.
Oh, So hard, my baby takes the morning. He works so hard. She was just sitting on her ass all day, and he's out there working. He's taking the train, coming home, and she's like singing about him. Like, thanks, baby. You think you can make us some rolls or something? I'm hungry. Anyway, that was the 80s, and that was Sheena Easton, Scottish Sheena Easton. She's got a great voice, and of course, she did that one with Prince, You Got the Look, which is one of my favorites, and one of my favorite duets with Prince, and also the James Bond song, For Your Eyes Only. One of the best, if not the best, James Bond theme. It's not the best. The Duran Duran one is the best. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you another time. This is the Big 80s with Chris Earle, and this is Better Things by the Kinks. One of the great songs by the Kinks. We do have moments of emotional truth here on the Big 80s, as well as the ridiculous. Here is Divine with Shoot Your Shot. Yes, that Divine.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good tune. Anyway, that's Divine, John Waters Divine there with Shoot Your Shot from my first album. That's what he called it. And it turned out to be his last album. It's too bad Divine died. He was great. It was he was great. One of the first, transgenders. Well, he was just he liked to dress up. I don't know what he was. I'm at this point now. I don't even know. You tell me. Basically, I'm a cis. I don't even know that. I'm like, a sis? What is that, a girl? Like, what am I? I don't even know what I am. You tell me what I am. Tell me what I am, everyone. 855-915-WMFO. Just be like, hey, you want to be a horse? Chris, you're a horse. Juneteenth's coming up on the 19th. Got the day off, which is kind of nice. Thanks, Joe. And looks like it's going to rain and sleet and snow and thunder and lightning and whatever. And it's Father's Day on Sunday. And happy Father's Day to my dad. I asked him to come in. He said no. All right. Well, happy Father's Day, Dad. I got some memories in here. WMFO, he used to come in and do the Father's Day show. But he's getting a little older. And I think he forgot where Medford is. Well, he didn't forget. He just didn't want to drive in. I said, Dad, I'll drive you. And he's like, no. But I do have something special planned for my dad. I actually wrote a little book for him. And I'm planning to give it to him on Father's Day. So looking forward to that. And it's called Pearls of Wisdom. It's called Pearls of Wisdom. My father's name is Paul. And it's basically a whole bunch of quotes that he said to me over the years when he thought I wasn't listening to him. I listened to him my entire life. As a matter of fact, I listened to him too much. I listened to him so much, I'm like, I should write a book. So that's coming out this weekend. I got the early proof copies or whatever the hell they call it. Anyway, that's exciting. That's exciting news. This is exciting, too. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the big 80s. I got 34 minutes left, and then I'm going to go home and take a nap. I got like four jobs going on right now this week. And play the Clash or play a little Easy Lover. I think I'll play the Clash and a little Easy Lover, but the Clash comes first. That's what she said. Oh,
direction and the triple battle fire. The crowd gonna win.
There's a Clash. They were always good. More 70s than 80s, but they had a couple of good ones in the 80s, too. Straight to Hell was a good one. Should I Stay or Should I Go was a good one. And this is a good one. This is Philip Bailey with Phil Collins doing Easy Lover. It's the big 80s. We're here with you another half an hour. It's just me. I'm acting like I got some producer here with me. It's just me. I do it all. I interrupt. I make mistakes. Here are three things I'm good at eating. Here are three things I'm good at. Oh, I hit the brake. God, gosh darn it. She's like no other. She's an easy love. She's an easy lover. I'm going to start it over again because it's awesome. What I was going to say is here are three things that I'm good at. Eating, drinking, and messing things up. Those are three things that I know I'm really good at. Here is Philip Bailey and Phil Collins doing Easy Lover. I'm just going to let it play and you guys enjoy. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to come back on and I'm going to talk right through the beginning because it annoys you. And I'm provocative. I've been told I'm very provocative. Not very productive, but very provocative. I wonder if Phil Collins was ever called provocative. He was very productive. Easy lover. Here we go. We'll be right back. Here's a huge one from the 80s. This is Betty Davis Eyes. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis Eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. What's her appetite? She'll lay you on the throne. Got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Just to please you, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows ya. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, she sounds kind of like an asshole. But anyway, that's Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes here on the Big 80s. With Chris Earle, and here with you until 7 p.m. Here comes Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart. Great one. Young Turks here on the Big 80s.
Somehow, some way, it's gotta get better than this. Party back. concerts that day.
Rod Stewart here on the Big 80s. Coming up next is from 1989, right on the cusp of the 90s. It's Aerosmith.
I'm
It's the Big 80s with Chris Earl here with you until 7 p.m. That was Aerosmith, great album, Pump from 1989. It's one of my favorites. What is it, Black Eyed Peas? They're not from the 80s. Billy Joel is, though. The Big 80s with Chris Earl. Only got a couple of minutes left. I was going to give you some Cars, I think, and maybe a little Steely Dan to play you off here. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I hope you guys, I know it's only Wednesday, but I hope you have a nice long weekend and you enjoy yourself. I plan to have a nice big long weekend. I don't think I'll be doing any camping like I had originally planned, but still be a nice time to get a few things done and relax. This June has been pretty lousy. But we only have one day, like today. Make the best of it. It's about as positive I can be for you today. Looks kind of dark out there. Jeez. What am I going to do? Anyway, let's... I was going to play Tonight She Comes By the Cause. I think I'm going to play Magic instead. I like Magic a little better, I think. And that's a little more summery. I think I'm going to play Magic. Let me get that going for you. And then I'm going to give you Steely Dan FM to close us out here. And I think I'll be back next week. We'll see. It is the big picture. The big picture. It's the big 80s with Chris Earle. Oh, God. So what happens when you work too much, man. You get tired. You get tired and you get slappy. Just the two of us, you and I. See you next week, everybody. Good night, time travelers. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to play some Flock of Seagulls before we get out of here. Of course, Steely Dan already plays. I mean, come on, Chris. Jeez, what a mess today. Just the two of us. All right, see you next week. Melomax is coming up next. Where did it go?